Kof Vov Eel, Friday the 18th of May, Rabbi Leibish Heller, Sefiros HaOmer.
Rabbi Yisrael, it says on the sign that it's going to be the Parsha theme. L'maisa, I'm going to speak about Sefiros HaOmer, but it's not entirely untrue, because Sefiros HaOmer is in the Parsha, it's just not in this week's Parsha. It's in last week's Parsha, Parsha Semer. They say a maisa with a boy who was applying for a job, he was only 16, and the requirement was you have to be 18. So he said to the interviewer, he said, don't worry about it, on my birthday I'm turning 18. On my birthday, I'm turning, when's your birthday? My birthday is Rosh Chodesh Sivan. He didn't say which birthday. On his birthday, he's not going to turn 18 at some point. So, Al-Kuponim, Sfira Sohimer, Abisai, we see from the Ribbono Shel Olam that we say afterwards, and we know, look, I'll be all mitzvahs HaTorah, that B'noisaf, to the Kiyum, which Yidah to be Mekayim, a mitzvah meticulously, in every prat, that should be Oizgalt, Malpi Shulchan Aruch, in a diktuk kal, even of a minig Yisrael, you have to be makbid. But benoitif lezeh, mitzvahs haTorah also have the dimension which is an avodah that a person has to do within himself. So when it comes to Pesach, there's a certain avodah to do with Pesach. And as comes Shavuos, there's an avodah to do with Shavuos. And it comes Birkas Chametz, there's an avodah to do with Birkas Chametz. In addition to getting rid of every mashu chametz, to be Makayim, what it says in the Torah, Lo'yirah l'chametz, there's something called the B'dikah Chametz, B'nefesh Ha'adom, if you like. And the same is true with Sfira Sa'im. The same is true with Sfira Sa'im. Sfira Sa'im is a kiyum, to be safer, the Yomim and the Shavuos, between the Akrab Sa'im and Shvi Alechem. But B'noisaf Lezeh, there's the avoid of Sfira Sa'im, and that's what I want to address today. And my sources, before I just talk, and you'll think I'm making things up, my sources are primarily two sources. A little bit of what I'm going to say you can find in Reb Tzadik HaKohen's Machsheves Echrutz, and more of it you can find in the Likut HaTorah of the Baal HaTanya, where he's masbid the mitzvah Sfiras HaOmer al Yisoid b'nefesh HaOdom. So the pasuk says like this. The pasuk says, "Usfartem lochem imochar as haShabbos." So I want to touch these four words. We know, you and I, of course, know, we have a Mesoidah, Teresh HaBal Peh, we have Rayas, Chazal tell us, that the word HaShabbos over here doesn't mean Shabbos, the seventh day of the week. It means the Yom HaShvisa of Pesach. It means the day in which you were Shoivis, which was Pesach. So Mimachas HaShabbos means the morning after Pesach, our Yom Tov Sheni, Bernard Yisrael, the first day of Chol HaMoed, that's when there was the Akrabas HaOmer, the Avos HaOmer was the night before, the Akrabas HaOmer was in the morning, and that's when they started the Sfira. So they started the Sfira from that Yom. We know that the Tzdukim, the Baitusim, those that were Kofer and Teresh HaBal Peh, they touched that Mimachas HaShabbos means on a Sunday. And they had an agenda to make that Pesach should be Chal in such a way that the sphere of Bnei Yisrael should correspond to their corrupt, wrong pshat. And they made problems, right? Mishakil Kilat Stukim, the Gemara says. There was trouble, that they caused trouble with the way that the Bedin was able to communicate the new Chodesh to Bnei Yisrael and Eretz Yisrael. Now the question is, Avada, we know that the title of the word Shabbos means Mitzvah Chag, but why does the Pasuk use the word Mimachas HaShabbos? Why couldn't it say Mimachas HaChag? Mimachas HaChag! Mimachas HaChag! Why does the Torah refer to this day, the first day of Pesach, with the word Shabbos? Which caused the kilkul, because it's not Mokim Litois, you have to come on to a Torah Shabbat Peh. Why couldn't the Pasuk say Mimachas HaChag? So Salik Tepes over here in the words Mimachas HaShabbos, that the Svartim Lachem, the Avoid of Svartim Lachem, derives its strength, comes from, has to be a continuation of Mochar Asa Shabbos. Shabbos referring to an idea, not Shabbos in the literal sense. So what is the remez that we take from the word Shabbos? So in Olam HaPshat, of course, Shabbos means Yedei Shvisa. That's not the issue. Shabbos lends itself to Pesach. But in order for Shabbos also has a remez to something above, something beyond. That's question number one. Now question number two is that the carbon that they brought on Shavuos, the Pasuk says, the The pasuk says the next pasuk, "Mashiseichem taviu lechem tnufa shtein shnei asayim soides tiyena chometz teyafeno bikurim laHashem." This korban had to be a korban brought with chometz. Had to be brought dafke b'chometz. The kiyum of this korban was that it should be brought with chometz. So shavuos is mechayiv that it should be chometz. You know, nowadays you could be yotze shavuos without chometz. There's this notion thinks that you're not yotze shavuos without cheesecake. If to be mechadish to them that behemis it could be yotze l'kol hadayis without cheesecake, but you don't need chametz. You can have matzah for your lechem mishnah. But the korban that was brought on shavuos required that it should be dafke chametz. So what's pshat? On Pesach we say on Pesach the Torah says that you're not allowed to have chametz. Chametz is also b'mashu, right? Chametz is also b'mashu. Chilas chametz is isa b'mashu. And it comes to Shavuos, you know, 7 weeks later, the korban, the mitzvah, the yomtiv is only miskayim through chametz. You don't have chametz. You don't have a proper Shavuos. If you have chametz on mashu, chametz on Pesach, you're over. On Yisuri Kodesh, Yisuri Chamurim. But when it comes to Shavuos, you have to have dafke chametz. So I'm shocked, it's not a question. This is what they do, the mitzvah of Pesach, the mitzvah of chametz, of Shavuos. But in Avodas Hashem, there is a meaning to this. There's a reason why Pesach is chametz, Pesach is dafke to get rid of chametz, and Shavuos, after the process of Sfiras HaOmer, then not only is chametz not also, but chametz is brought on the Mizbeach, chametz is included, chametz is part of a korban, chametz is what's makarev v'yir, the korban is what's makarev v'yir to the Eivishter, he needs the chametz in order to be miskarev to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. On Pesach, if you should have a mashu chametz, it can be marchikim from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The same chametz comes 7 weeks later. That's the mechanism. That's the means. That's the what he uses in order to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rabbi Zai, the difference between chametz and matzah shteken svarim that chametz represents gaiva. Chametz is a person's mitzias, a person's yeshus. This is who I am. This is what I feel. This is what I understand. This is my opinion. This is where I come from. Because behemes, chametz, and matzah, even begashmis, when you look at them, they're both made up of the same ingredients. But one is bloated and big and takes up a lot of space. And one is very unassuming, very flat. Right? One is full of himself, and one is not so full of himself. They both provide the same nutrition, but one of them is very impressive, and the other one is less impressive. So chometz is gaiva. And gaiva is the shoyrish for kol amin ira. We find in Chazal tell us that a person went off the derech, right? Off the derech is not a new phenomenon. You don't have to be... It happened in Chazal as well. Chazal say, kan koidim shehichmitz, kan la'acha shehichmitz. This is before he became sour, became chometz, and it's after he became chometz. Why do we say koidim shehichmitz, la'acha shehichmitz? There's different chesronis. What was goyim that he... Okay, can't koidim she is pakir. He became an apikoidis, right? Or he went... The teretz is, can't koidim she morat. The teretz is, it all starts with hichmitz. It all starts with hichmitz. A person who is chometz by himself, a person who is proud of himself and is convinced that he knows and he sees and his opinion really carries weight, then he can be choylik and he can be murdered and he can be pikir because he thinks he knows. But a person who has the proper, appropriate ability to see that it's not all about him, right? It's called the bitul of the yesh. It's not about me. It's not entirely all about me. So even if he doesn't understand, and even if he has questions, and even if he has problems, he can deal with it. So who says I have to understand everything? In Avodas Hashem, for example, there's a mitzvah of amunah. A yid has to be ma'amin b'Kadosh Baruch Hu. And there's also a mitzvah of yidiyah. The adaito hayoyim. Person has to have idea. A person has to know. A person has to learn and understand Gadlus Hashem. Not only understand Torah and Mitzvahs. Emunah is the avodah of bitul. In order to have emunah, you have to be willing to let go of your opinions and your ideas. This is the mitzvah that we were given from our avos. This is what our parents told us. This is the mitzvah that goes all the way back to Moshe Rabbeinu. I have a question. I have a problem. I don't fully understand it. Who says that my mind is capable of understanding everything? Who says that my mind's opinions determine the truth of something? My mind was created by Kodesh Baruch Hu. He gave him a limited capacity. Something that can understand, something that can't understand. And Emunah is the ability to let go of your opinions and your views and see the emes that was given to you, even though you don't fully understand. Yediyah is where it's about you. You feel, you understand, you appreciate. So what's higher, Emunah or Yediyah? What's a greater darge in Avodas Hashem, would you say? Amunah or Yediyah? You say Amunah. Amunah is greater because Amunah says it's not about me. So why do you have a mitzvah of Yediyah? So why do we have a mitzvah of Yediyah? Why do we have a mitzvah of Yadaitayah? The Rambam writes in the beginning of the Sefer, Yisoida, Yisoida, Amunah Chochmas, Leida, Leida, to know. Why do we have a mitzvah of Yediyah? Why isn't Amunah enough? I'm using Amunah and Yediyah as a marshal, but the truth is, the same question applies to any area where a person puts himself aside and serves the Kaddish Baruch Hu because that's what he was told, that's what he has to do, or a person involves his sense of self, his feelings, his emotions, his appreciation into a mitzvah. Which one is greater? You would think the first one is greater. Because the first one says, it's not about me, who cares? You're not such an important thing. What matters is the Ratzon Hashem. Do I feel for it? Who says that my feeling has to be here? Who says my understanding, my appreciation, my connection to the mitzvah has to be here? You have to do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. But that's not true. Why is that not true? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that every part of a person should be involved in the mitzvah. If a person has emunah, emunah is a very nice thing, it's a very big thing. But emunah says, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. I don't matter. My opinions don't matter, my involvement doesn't matter. Yediyah requires that every aspect of me should be involved, should appreciate. Emunah says, I'm making a line. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, what the Torah says, and that's MS. And then there's what I feel, there's what I understand. That doesn't matter. That's being left out of the process of Avodas Hashem. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that even your personality and even your understanding and even your appreciation and your opinions should all be in alignment, should be conforming, and should join in to your Avodas Hashem. And that's why there has to be Yediyah as well. But here's a very important point. What comes first and what comes second? What comes first and what comes second is all the difference. Does Emunah come first and then comes Yediyah? Or does Yediyah come first and then comes Emunah? Oh, Ma'aseh V'Nishma. Why is that so important, Rabbi? So what's Ma'aseh V'Nishma? We're coming to Shavuos. Shavuos is Kabbalah Satayra. In order to be Mekabel the Torah, there has to be a Ma'aseh Lifnei Nishma. Right? It's not because they had Nasa, they had Nishma, they got Tuksarim. It's because it was in this sequence, it was in this order. Because the Nasa came before the Nishma. Why is it so important that Nasa should come before the Nishma? What's the Nishma, Rabbi say? Nishma doesn't mean I'm going to hear what it is that you're going to tell me to do. If you don't know what to do, you can't do it. You can't have a Nasa before Nishma. You can't put on film if you don't learn Hilchos Tefillin, you don't know how to put on film. You have to know before. Nishma means I'm going to understand, I'm going to appreciate, I'm going to try to connect to this, I'm going to try to make this my life, it should shine within me, it should become part of my being. That's Nishma. Nishma means I'm going to internalize. Dabek yishemeh lishmaya means to listen, to take it in. Nasa means I don't care if I understand, it's not important, I'm going to do because you said so. Nasa has to come before Nishma, because if it begins with Nishma, then sof kol sof, who says that you're going to stay that way? Who says, if it's all based, if the foundation is your appreciation, if the answer to why you do Torah and Mitzvah is because it makes sense to me, then how do you know that next week it's not going to make sense to you? About that, everything has to make sense to the whatever possible, because Baruch Hu made it possible. But how do you know that next week you're not, it's still going to make sense? So the Nasa has to come first. The Nasa is the Emunah. The Nasa is the Emunah. Nasa means, this is the Ratzon Hashem, we know, we saw Kvedesh, this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says. Nishma means because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants that not only my hands and my feet should perform His mitzvahs, but also my mind and my heart should connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvahs. Therefore, Nishma, on the basis, on the foundation of an asset, I will bring those parts of myself also to the Kiyum HaMitzvahs. But all based on because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said so. Because I'm Nasa, because I'm doing what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants. The reason why I understand the Ratzon Hashem wherever I do is not because I need to understand or I want to understand. It's because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants my understanding as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants my Nishma as well. Because it's a mitzvah via daita. To whatever degree you can do it, you have to do it. And if you can't in certain areas or in certain circumstances, it doesn't matter. Then you can't. The Nasa is still there. So the basis of everything is the Nasa. Rabbi Yisai, when Yidden came out of Mitzrayim, that's where they started their Avodas Hashem. This is what it says in the Sforim. That when they came out, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you want to move towards Matan Torah, the first thing is, you have to get rid b'tchilas ha'avodah, you have to get rid of every mashu chametz. Every Mashulchan, if you want to come to Matan Torah, you can't come and say, yes, you know, we're going to negotiate. I have an opinion, I have my sense of self, and I listen to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, and we'll reach a point where it can work out for the two of us. There's not going to be any sense of self. This is the Ratzon Hashem, Ani Nivreisi L'Shamash Eskoini, and the Girsa in the Gemara that says, Ani Loi Nivreisi Elo L'Shamash Eskoini. What's the difference between the two Girsas? Saying the same thing. No? What's the difference between the two Girsas? What's the difference if you say Ani Nivreisi L'Shamash Eskoini, or Ani Loi Nivreisi Elo L'Shamash Eskoini? You say, Anini Vresi, L'Shamash Eskoini, you say, Anini Vresi, for the purpose of L'Shamash Eskoini. So if I'm L'Shamash Eskoini, and I can find some other areas that are not connected to L'Shamash Eskoini, I can do that as well. I can do both, right? If you send me to China to buy you some goods, whilst I'm there, I can do something else as well. I can go touring, I can look in the museums, I can look at the sites. But if you don't send me to China, Ella, for this purpose, then there's nothing but this purpose. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Bnei Yisrael, "B'tchilas ha'avodah, you have to acknowledge that there is no aspect of your being that has a sense of self independent of the Ratzon Hashem. No room for chametz whatsoever. So why, when it comes to Shavuos, do we have chametz? Not only do we have chametz, but the chametz is the means that brings us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Shavuos. The chametz is brought onto the Mizbeach. Because once you have the mikium of the ruchnis the kikium, the avodah the kikium, of Bal Yirol, Bal Yumatzeh, then you can come to a matzeh where the chametz itself can also be used for Avodas Hashem. Because it's based on the foundation of Pesach. It says in Sfarim that Pesach is really the Yom HaShemini of the Shavuos is the Yom HaShemini of Pesach. Shavuos, Ev Yantav is 8 days. I think, I don't know if I mentioned it over here, but it's a Gvalk Kli Yoker in the beginning of Pesach HaShemini, where he's marich about Oz, Yoshe, Moshe, and the Zion, and the Ches, how the 8th day is higher than everything else. Zion is Teva, 8 is Lamaila Menat Teva, and that's why all the Nevus and Moshe were Oz, the Aleph which is Roichet Al Zion. So Yom Tev has 7 days, the 7 days is one Madrega. The 8th is much a higher Madrega. Now, the 8th day of Pesach is Shavuos. After the Achon of the Zion Yomim of Pesach, which were to rid yourself of any Matzah, that's not the end. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that's not enough. That's not enough. Because what's going to happen to that part of you which is capable of understanding, which could have opinions, you can put it aside, but then that would not have been incorporated into your Avodas Hashem. Come Shavuos, the Chametz itself can be used, can be elevated, and it's brought onto the Mizbeach, and is Nichlal in Kedusha. If a person has the foundation of Bitul, the absence of Gaiva, then even his sense of gaiva can be utilized for Avodas Hashem, can be brought onto Mizbeach, can be Michlal, and become a Reich Nichoyach Lashem. But what gives the Koyach for this Avodah of Shavuos? Why do we have this gap of 49 days? Why do we have this gap of 49 days? Why do we have this gap of 49 days? Because in order to reach that point where your Chometz can be Michlal in Avodas Hashem, you have to be mevar yourself. You have to be mezachich yourself. You have to elevate yourself. You have to refine yourself. And these were the 49 days. The Bnei Yisrael found themselves in the 49th gate of Tumah. The 49th gate of Tumah, that's where they were prior to Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu came along and took them out of Mitzrayim. He took them out of Mitzrayim. He took them out of Mitzrayim not because they deserved it, not because they were worthy of it. He took them out of Mitzrayim in spite of themselves. He took them out of Mitzrayim. And in order for them to bring themselves to Matan Torah, they had to go through 49 days to be mevarer all of those dargas, all of those levels of tumah in which they were, to refine those so that she be roi for Kabbalah Satayda. Rabbi Yisai, there are two karbonis in total that were brought from Sa'irim. What are the two karbonis? Soita, we know why. The Gemara says, "He yotzes a ma'isa behemet, the hekarbona ma'isa behemet." Why is the carbon oimer brought from Soita? So a ma'isa behemet. It's a second grade grain. It's a ma'isa behemet. Why do we bring the carbon oimer from Soita? Rabbi Yisai, I just want to clarify something. When we talk about amuna and yediyah, or amuna and seichel, amuna and seichel come from two different parts of the person. Amunah comes from one place and Seichel comes from another place. A person is comprised of two dimensions, two compartments, two levels. There's the part of a Yid which is unique to a Yid. A Yid has it, the Yerusha from Abiseinu. It is the Neshama that HaKadosh Baruch Hu puts into a Yid. Which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. That in every Yid there's the ability and there's the capacity to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the deepest level. And that is through Emunah. That is through Emunah Hashem, Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem. All of that comes from a Yid's Neshama. From the Chelek Elka that exists in a Yid. And then there are the lower aspects of a person. And that's referred to as a nefesh abhamis, a behemothic nefesh. Right? It's animalistic. Remember, we have to go. It's animalistic, it's lower, it's the lower parts of a person. This is the lower parts of a person. And munas Hashem comes from the higher part of a person. Yediyas Hashem is where a person incorporates even the chametz within him, that's from the animal within the person. The Karb Noimer is what sets the tone for the sphere, which is the sphere of a person's midas, the Zion midas of a person, to elevate them and to refine them. Which part of the person needs to be refined? The lower part of the person. The neshama is okay. The neshama is beseder. The neshama could sometimes be covered. It has to be uncovered. It could sometimes be asleep. It has to be awakened. But it doesn't have to be refined. Which part of a person has to be refined? The behemoth should be. That's the lower part of a person. That's the chametz. The chametz is your ego, your metzias, your sense of self, your opinions. That's the part of you which is not different to an animal. It's all about yourself and it's all about worshipping yourself. Sefirah Sa'imah is refining those levels. Sefirah Sa'imah begins with a korban, which is a maichel behemah. Because that is the avoid of Sefirah Sa'imah, to be mevarer, and to be mezachech, and to be maile, the behemah within the person. The Bahamas to get nefesh within the person, meaning the lower elements within the person's sense of self, the person's opinions, the person's ideas, all of that has to be refined. Abayisai, this is the title in the Pasuk, Usfartem Lochem. Usfartem is Miloshen Sapir. You should be Mezachish, you should make it shine. What should you make shine? Lochem, your sense of self. By Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'chvayde ba'atzmai brought a Yid out of Mitzrayim into the highest Madregas. But which part of the Yid was taken out of Mitzrayim? Which part of the Yid was taken out of Mitzrayim? The Neshama or the Behemesh Shaboy? Which part of the Yid did HaKadosh Baruch Hu take out of Mitzrayim? The Neshama Shaboy or the Behemesh Shaboy? The Neshama Shaboy. The Behemoth was still in Mefesh Ari Tumah. In other words, the person's personality, the person's, their midas were not mezuchich. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, in spite of all of your imperfections in terms of your character, because you have a neshama, you're part of Klal Yisrael, they were taken out of Mitzrayim to the highest madrigas. But now, so that's matzah. Their matzah was elevated. They're now on a matzah of connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's higher than the self, nothing to do with where their personal level is at that moment. But then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now there's an avodah. Now there's an avodah of 49 days. A Yid has 7 midas, and each one of those midas is comprised of 7 midas. So you have to elevate the lower sense of self. The chometz has to be incorporated. The maichel behema, the oyma, the seirim, the person's lower aspects is the part of himself which is not his neshama. The neshama can suffice with emunah. The neshama doesn't need to have yediyas Hashem. The neshama has clarity with the moon and knows that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is emes and hu levadi v'angel lo se, and it doesn't matter what I think, the thinking is b'chlal not from the neshama. That's your person, you have, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you intellect, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave you understanding. That's the lower aspects of a person. And that is what has to be brought to Matan Torah b'Shavuos. So Yitzias Mitzrayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes you out of Mitzrayim. Come Shavuos, you have to bring yourself out of Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes the higher part, the matzah, the emunah of Yid, and that you have matana, they have Yerusha, that's a matana min ha-shamayim, and he has to bring the lower parts, his understanding, his opinions, his feelings, his emotions, and that's where Shavuos comes full circle. So why does the Pasuk say, Machras HaShabbos? I'll give you two pshatim. So, Tzadik says, Machshavos Charutz, he says like this, he says there's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. There's a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. You say this thing, a difference between Shabbos and Yontif. Yontif is a Kedusha that Bnei Yisrael bring into the world. If Bezden makes a toss, Kedusha's Yomtiv is not Mikdash of a Kaim, it's a Kedusha that Bnei Yisrael bring into the world. Shabbos is a Kedusha Baruch Hu puts it into the world. Shabbos has nothing to do with you making Kiddush. Or you can be a Kabbal Shabbos earlier. But Shabbos is Mikdash of a Kaim. So there's a Kedusha that a person brings about by himself. And there's a Kedusha that a Kedush Baruch Hu puts into the world. Yitzias Mitzrayim was an exception. Yitzias Mitzrayim was the one Yom Tov which was really like a Shabbos. Because the Bnei Yisrael at that point, the first Pesach, that Pesach was not a Pesach that the Kedusha was brought through Bnei Yisrael. Fakert? Halal Oiv David Azar. They were Memtesh Aritum. So Mimocharas HaShabbos, the Kedusha of Pesach that came about at that point wasn't a Yom Tov to get. So you couldn't say Mimochas HaChak. Mimochas HaShabbos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I gave you Shabbos a Matnas Chinam. It's not the norm. Normally, if you want to have a Pesach, you have to bring about a Kedushas Pesach in yourself. Over here, I gave you a Shabbos. I gave you a Matnas Chinam in HaShemayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, this Pesach, I'm taking you out of Mitzrayim. Right? Shbaruch Hu B'choy Divas, we took Bnei Yisrael out of Mitzrayim. That's where it starts. But now you have to bring yourself to Matan Torah. Now comes the kedusha that a yid has to bring. So Shavuos is opposed to Pesach. Pesach is what's given me lamaila, and at least the first Pesach. And Shavuos is what a yid has to bring himself to the kedusha of the Yom Tov. But on a deeper level, Rabbi Isai, I mentioned earlier, Shabbos is still in the Kedusha of Shabbos. You know, there's Yom Tov is called Mikra Kodesh. Shabbos is Shabbos Kodesh. But even the Kedusha of Shabbos is part of seven. It's part of the number seven. It's part of the Bria. Kadosh Baruch Hu was Matbiya in the Olam. He gave Sheishis Yomim, and then he gave a Yom HaShvi, which is a Kedusha that is higher than the regular Seder of Bria. But it's part of the seven. Mocharas HaShabbos means that which is even higher. That which is even higher than the seven. Where does the Yid get the Koyach? Where does the Yid get the strength, the ability to do the Usfartim Lachem, to bring the Sapir, to bring the Behirus, to bring the Zichuch to the Lachem? Where does the Koyach come from? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives the Koyach for Sfiras HaYimer from a place which is Mocharas HaShabbos, which is even higher than the seven, from that number eight, from the Aleph, which is Reichav Al Zayin. That is what gives the Koyach for the Yitz Kiyum of Usfartim Lachem. And that's Merum is Mimocharas HaShabbos. So Yid is going to ask, Meila Muna Hayid has a neshama. But you want me to bring my chametz, that should also be incorporated into the yontif, into matan Torah, into the korban. So the Torah b'mocharas haShabbos. You have that koyach because this tavua in you, the koyach which is beyond the seven, and that allows you to bring a birur to the seven middos, to the 7 weeks. Okay, I hope.